It was a day in the office like any other. I started off with my usual cup of coffee, black, no sugar. I never understood how those other corporate drones could drink those soy lattes and green teas. I mean, what's the point? After checking my email, most of which was spam, I decided to kill some time by blankly staring at my computer screen. I contemplated thumping my head against the desk repeatedly just to break up the boredom, but management tended to frown on things like that. Have you ever awakened from a night's rest feeling somewhat perplexed? Perhaps a little out of sorts? As you slowly begin to make the shift into day and start your morning routine, you might find yourself stating, "I had that dream again." Whatever the dream may have been, an intense storm, flashes of symbols, colors, and numbers, or perhaps flying through the air by your own device, you will take a few moments to ponder over what it could possibly mean. Now, before you all stampede out the door to purchase your new digital camera, I want to wrap up with one last piece of advice. You need to read your owner's manual. I know it's a scary-looking little book full of menus and new terms, but you can handle it. First, be not afraid. The manuals that come with cameras today are well-written and often include a quick start guide that will have you taking pictures in moments. Second, don't be a glutton. Instead of trying to read the whole manual in one sitting, learn a feature or two every time you take the camera out. In no time at all, you'll be using the camera like a pro and will only need to refer to your manual for occasional guidance. Hi, I'm Shantae Newby. Thank you for listening.